the Skagway Assembly moves forward with a senior center designer, and the Haines mayor breaks a tie vote on garbage rate regulation, but the conversation may not be over. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. A Skagway senior center and housing facility is moving closer to fruition. This week, the assembly selected a company for the design phase, but the contract hasn't been awarded yet. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
The assembly voted Thursday to continue working with MRV Architects with a notice of intent to award a contract. That's the same company that drew up the conceptual designs for the facility, and the one a scoring committee rated the highest. At about $382,000, MRV didn't make the cheapest bid. But it wasn't the most costly either. That was Jensen Yorba Lott at about $406,000. Barb Broderson is on the senior ad hoc committee.
Thank you for getting this design proposal on the agenda tonight. We're just waiting for you to finish the next step so we can start going full bore.
In September, voters narrowly approved a $6 million bond to support the facility. The bond question passed by just 5 votes. But the assembly still wasn't totally satisfied with the proposal the company has drawn up. Here's Assemblyman Orion Hansen.
The original design that MRV put out, I think, was a little bit extravagant. You know, had a lot of things in there that looked really nice, but, you know, balconies, you know, 700 square foot apartments, it just was way over the top. And so I have hesitation proceeding with, you know, that being, you know, their concept of what we're asking for.
Assemblyman Jay Burnham suggested continuing the conversation with MRV.
It would just be my recommendation that Scott negotiates. And
good terms.
Says that the scope of the project is not a beautiful Taj Mahal, but a senior center and apartments.
Michael Baish is the chair of the senior ad hoc committee. He said his group was also committed to making the cost reasonable.
We did go with the top of the line preferences. I think that's what you do in that situation. And what they came back with is a really nice design as a pre-development design. But of course, once we get into the details, well, we would cut that back.
The conversation raised a bigger concern about companies jacking up the price of proposals when Skagway is involved. Here's Assemblyman Tim Cochran.
When they see Skagway, there's two lines through the S. I mean, it's dollar signs, and I think we've been overpriced on just about everything.
There are still questions about who would manage the facility once it's built and how to pay for the yearly cost of keeping the building's doors open. Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. suggested creating a nonprofit to facilitate construction of the facility and operations once it's built.
Having a nonprofit to build the facility and operate it and own it through grant funding is going to save money, even if we design it.
Because of the assembly's concern about reining in the cost of the project, they voted on continuing discussions with MRV with the intent to award the contract. The motion passed 4-1, with Hansen opposed. Now they've asked Hahn to negotiate with the company to make sure they're on the same page in terms of cost and scale. If the company isn't agreeable, the municipality could decide to award the contract to someone else. It will go back to the assembly for final review. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.
The owner of Haines' only waste disposal business is asking the assembly to reconsider its stance on whether the borough should regulate the company's rates. Now that Community Waste Solutions has a monopoly on the local solid waste market, either the state regulatory commission or the borough may need to take over rate regulation. First, some background. For a while, the old city of Haines oversaw rates at Community Waste Solutions, also known as Haines Sanitation. Because of that city oversight, the Alaska Regulatory Commission exempted CWS from state regulation. But when the city and borough consolidated in 2002, the local regulation went away. This lack of oversight came to the RCA's attention recently. The commission is reviewing a request for CWS to acquire the certificate of its former competitor, Acme Transfer. In a letter, a judge for the RCA says this acquisition would essentially give CWS an unregulated monopoly on garbage service in Haines. The RCA is asking the borough to give comments about what sort of rate regulation it would like to see before the RCA makes a decision. The choices are to give regulation authority to the RCA, the borough, or both.
Community Waste Solutions would like to stress the importance of rate regulation through the Haines Borough instead of through the RCA. This will help achieve the lowest possible rate for our community.
That's Sally Garten reading a letter from Tom Hall, the owner of CWS. Their preference is local regulation. Hall thinks RCA oversight would lead to a spike in rates. It was a contentious decision for the assembly. Assemblymember Heather Lendy said she always leans in favor of local control. But Mike Case and Margaret Friednauer said the borough should defer to the RCA. Here's Case.
We should let them set the rate. We don't have the expertise to do it as they do.
Assemblyman Tom Morfitt objected to the assembly being asked to make a decision based on so little information. He wanted specifics about how RCA regulation would impact rates.
It just seems like this is a large decision that we're being asked to make in the absence of any firm information. What do other communities that have a sole provider, do they regulate? I don't have any information to make this decision.
But Friednauer said this is the RCA's job. She said CWS's claims that rates would be lower with borough regulation as opposed to RCA hasn't been substantiated.
RCA will only raise the rates if they look at the profit loss and they think that the company doesn't have enough value to cover anything that happens or to protect their customers. And so the RCA is meant, and that's what they do, their mission is protect the customer and the consumer while providing a viable business, right? So the rate oversight is more for our protection, and I'm just concerned that we don't have any experience with this at all.
The assembly was split down the middle. They voted 3-3 to recommend the RCA take over regulation. Friednauer, Case, and Ron Jackson were in favor. Morfitt, Lendy, and Tresham Gregg were opposed. Mayor Jan Hill broke the tie vote in favor of RCA oversight. But the conversation might not be over. CWS hopes the assembly reconsiders its vote. Tom Hall petitioned the RCA for more time. In a letter to the commission, he said the borough assembly made its decision without adequate information. The RCA granted the extension request, giving the borough 3 more weeks to make comments. The deadline is now March 23rd. Hall says he plans to make his case to the assembly at the next meeting if possible. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And coming up in the local news next week, the Haines Assembly begins its review of borough manager applicants. Groups form in Skagway and Haines to continue the momentum of the recent Women's March.
Now more than ever, but always, people need to find avenues of accessibility to politics.
And a proposal before the Haines Parks and Recreation Committee brings up a conversation about conflicts of interest on advisory boards.
There's definitely a perception anytime someone sits in a position where they're talking about something that could influence their business.
That's coming up next week on KHNS News. Have a great weekend.